WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively enjoying this weather. We're enjoying some baseball. Summertime's happening right now, and the Maryland Crab Cake Tour is back out on the road. We have a dozen Maryland Crab Cake Tour stops this summer. They're all up at WNST. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away these 50th anniversary instant lottery scratch-offs. Might give you some lucky sevens before it's all over with. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, putting us on the road for our 25th anniversary as well. We are going to be celebrating, and John Martin's about to come on. I don't want any excuses from anybody at the lottery. You, Roz, Doug, any of you. August 3rd, it's our 25th anniversary. We're going to be at Costas. I know you know the way there because I've seen you there. And then on the 4th, we're going to be at Drug City. So we're going to kick it off in Dundalk on the 3rd and the 4th with some cool programming, some old stories, and 25 years of WNST. Then we're going to go eat 25 oysters in September to celebrate. John Martin joins us now from the Maryland Lottery. He's director of all things gaming and casino overseeing and sports wagering over casino. And more than that, this is the 50th anniversary. And it's summertime. And you guys are just like back into like some normal stuff for the first time in a couple of years, but there's nothing normal about this 50th anniversary thing because you guys have stacked extra little things all summer long where people can win money like Barber did with the Orioles a couple weeks ago.
There is nothing normal about me or what we do here. When you look under normal in the dictionary, my picture is not there.
Well, so, I don't know about that. You got a pretty normal office right now, but not a normal gig. But you're always rolling stuff out here. And this 50th anniversary, we talked about this, but these plans that you laid start turning the cards over, as they say, as the spring and the summer comes with new contests, new scratch-offs, new things. But more than that, just a year where you're giving away more money than you've ever given away.
You know, that's having more fun than anybody should be allowed. I always add that. That's my trailer on that. But yeah, we have it seems like every week something's happening, whether it's a new game we're launching, a new promotion, a new scratch off. And of course, you can go to mdlottery.com and see all of the things we're doing here in our 50th anniversary year. But the fun part about it is when we get a chance to announce winners and whether those are winners of second chance drawings or big cash prizes. This week we had a run on our second chance winners. And these are men and women who may not have won on their initial ticket, but they submitted into their My Lottery Rewards account. And regardless of whether it's a Corvette second chance promotion or a home run riches promotion with the O's, these are people that are having some fun. And I'm going to name a couple of people right here and now who are really having a lot of fun. And these are people who are our finalists for our 50th anniversary cash bash, which is coming up.
They've already won money, right? They're already on the good side of this, right?
Well, yes, but they don't know how much they've won yet because they've been selected to come to the Maryland State Fairgrounds in September for a live event. There will be 10 of them. And we have selected 6 people so far. We have 4 more, 2 drawings of 2 each, to get our pool of 10 people, and they will all win cash money when they come to the fair. And one of them will have the opportunity to play for up to $5 million. I keep saying that every time.
So how does this work? You go to the fair on this day, the winners, there's 2, but there'll be 4 more. They're going to be there. I want to come out and I want to see the look on somebody's face because somebody there is going to win a whole lot of money, right?
Well, that's a good point. And as we get closer, we'll finalize with our friends at the fairgrounds as to what the time and the place and location will be for that event. But it will be at a live event at the fairgrounds.
It's a public event, right? Like
absolutely.
Folks going to get to bring their friends. Because I know what you do with the Ravens and giving away the prize. That kind of happens on the field, and there's a couple of people there. And but this is in front of everybody that somebody could. $5 million, is that the right number?
$5 million. And this week, we welcomed the 2 latest contestants, Connie Plater of Oxon Hill, Maryland, and Benita Klein of Forest Hill, Maryland. Now, those 2 will join Anita Karki of Montgomery Village and Jacqueline Kluga of Arnold. And they will be joined by Virginia Mayo Holland of Berlin and Belinda Parsons of Salisbury. So far 6, I believe they're all women. If I go through my roster here,
lucky women.
Wow. 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 So we have 4 more people to go, and those 10 people will all show up on a Saturday at the fairgrounds, and we'll get from 10 down to 5. It'll be like a semifinal round. And those five will select one, and that one person will have a chance to win up to $5 million, and it all happens live.
Well, you've been in the lottery business a long time, back to before it was like completely digitized with apps and like all of that that people can do. My wife downloads the My Lottery Rewards, and she always plays the jackpot. She checks her tickets with the app. The second chance part of this that you guys have really stressed, all right, you don't win. I give these away all the time. I was giving away at the local last week. I'll be giving away at Pappas in a couple of weeks down in Glen Burnie. And some people win a couple bucks and people don't win, but all of these are immediately eligible. What percentage of people and tickets do actually wind up in a second chance? Because everybody could do it, but not everybody does do it. I would almost think like your odds are almost better in the second chance to some degree, because not everybody does it. I just think that would be, that would just go without saying, not everybody knows about it.
Well, sure,
you try
sure.
to get everybody to know about it, but not everybody takes advantage of it. And there's a lot of money to be made, even if you lost.
Well, and not only money, but experiences. And I'm going to share with you another fun thing we do from time to time. This is on our My Lottery Rewards portion of our website. We are offering vacation trips. Win and choose your own vacation. But other than not just a vacation, they are special events. You have the choice of going to the ESPY Awards.
Okay.
The American Music Awards.
Okay.
Or the Primetime Emmy Awards. And all you have to do is, if you've been saving up points in your My Lottery Rewards account, is 50 draw points will get you one entry into this drawing. And you then select which of those three destinations best fit your appetite.
I would go to the American Music Awards, I'll tell you right now, because I like music and there's live music there and bands come and play. Yes, that's what I would do.
Well, then there you go. Then if you were to choose that, let me give you the deets on that, as the kids say. Let me give you the deets.
So is that in LA or is that in Nashville or is that in Vegas? Where is that?
That is in beautiful Los Angeles, California.
Never rains in Southern California, John.
No, it don't. But it's a 4-day, 3-night stay in Los Angeles. I don't know why we need to tell you this, breakfast daily, which is a good thing, I suppose.
Gotta eat.
Two orchestra level tickets to the 2024 American Music Awards. The date is TBD. And it includes round trip airfare and $500 spending money.
Look, if it's in the middle of the Orioles World Series, I can't do it. But other than that,
nice. But let's say you're not the musical aficionado that you are. Someone says, "Nah, you know, that's not my bag." You can do the Primetime Emmy Awards, also in Los Angeles.
I don't watch a lot of TV, so that I wouldn't know all the celebrities there. And the ESPYs, I would know all of them. But like, you know, I'm in a sport. I've done sports for enough. I want music. Give me music for 200, John.
Yeah. this the sport. You're not wowed by sports. You've seen the other side of sports. Have you seen some things, Nestor?
I know things. I do know things. Well, the ESPYs is also always like in July, right? It's always the day after the All-Star game. Is it not?
I don't know. I don't know when these things are.
Isn't that the ESPYs or am I losing my mind? Or is that after the
Hey, I'm just the man with the trips. I have somebody else work out all those things. But you know, those are fun things, because when you think about Maryland Lottery, you think about cash, hopefully, you think about entertainment, you think about playing responsibly. You don't think about the American Music Awards, the ESPYs, or the Primetime Emmys.
You know what I never thought about is getting my wife a Corvette, and you've been pitching that to me. My buddy, one of my childhood friends, his whole life, he's my age, he always loved cars. He bought himself a 67 a vet, you know, like literally the other day I saw it online. I said, got to take my wife for a ride, but I, you know, commenting and I'm thinking, hey man, lottery's doing, we got Corvettes happening all summer. It's Corvette summer, man.
Yeah. That's fun. And you know what else is fun? When people win, go to mdlottery.com. You can hear the story of a young man. I say young, maybe relatively speaking, he's got a beard that kind of looks like me.
They're younger than me than they're young.
He won, on our new Hot Sevens. You talked about the Sevens games. Our new Hot Sevens tripler game, he won $50,000. Goes by the name of Greg. Whether that's his real name or not, I don't know. Maybe it's just his lottery winning name. I don't know. But in Rockville, won $50,000. He's having fun with that. We also have people that have won Fast Play, $100,000 Fast Play winner. A young lady just before she got married, I mean, literally not just before, but in advance, a week or so before she gets married, decides to buy a Fast Play ticket, $100,000 winner.
That makes a nice honeymoon.
It does. It does. Here's one that's interesting. I can picture this around the Aparicio household. Husband and wife scratch-off team.
Okay.
You know, they apparently their routine in Carroll County is to get some scratch-offs at the end of the week. And they sit there, I guess, at the kitchen table, one's on one side, one's on the other.
Do they use a scratcher? They use a nickel or a penny? I would never use a quarter or a dime because it has that edge on the, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like, I was always afraid of scratching off my winnings. You know, scratching too hard, you know?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting debate.
We debated this many times as to what people use to scratch their thing off. And I've seen... I give these away in establishments, John. You know this. You know.
Yes.
You sanction this, and everybody's got a different technique about how they're scratching off. And they all hold to me. Did I win? And I'm like, check the app. And that's what I tell them to do. So, but everybody's got a different scratching thing. They really do.
So they went and bought an equal number of tickets because, you know, they both have the same number. I imagine ready, set, go, and they start scratching feverishly. And Mrs. wins $100,000 on the money bag multiplier instant scratch off ticket. No report of what Mr. won, but Mrs. Lucky here won $100,000. But that's a fun time. You know, it gives it's
closest
part of the
I've come to
value.
That is I gave a ticket away about a year and a half ago at Costas, and someone won $100, and they jumped up, they screamed, we took pictures, it was a good time. But I'm thinking, it's $100. That was a lot of excitement for $100, right? But 100 grand, wow. You know, I mean, it really is, I would say life altering, but it certainly changes. If I wake up with $100,000 more tomorrow, it would change my perspective on things for sure.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Why wouldn't it? Right. I mean,
take care of some problems, right?
Yeah. Jackpots are rolling. They continue to steadily climb. We're now at this point, and we seem to be doing more of this lately, where they're real close, and they just kind of go up like one over the other. They're both in the mid to upper $200,000 range, or $200 million range, rather. Powerball, as we are having this conversation, is up at $285 million. And the jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions is 218. Should no one win tonight, it will be at 240. And you know, hopefully they'll both kind of run, because last year about this time, the Mega Millions really started to distance itself. And we had a $1 billion plus jackpot in Mega Millions last July. I remember it well. So we'll
that
see
accelerates
if
more as it goes up, right? Like,
oh, absolutely.
People like my wife get crazy once it gets to 400 or 500 million. It feels like it gets to 7 or 8 a lot quicker than it goes from 2 to 3.
Oh yes, no doubt, no doubt. There is absolutely a lot more enthusiasm for it as the numbers get higher up the food chain. There's no doubt about that.
I remember a time when I married my wife 20 years ago, 100 million would get her to play. Now you start talking mid twos, getting up 1-3. I don't know what the difference would be, because my tastes aren't like, I'm done, Doc John. You know me, if I win, I'm not going to eat more or less crabs or live differently, but it would change my perspective. And every time my wife buys a ticket, when it's $600, $800 million, it definitely changes things in regard. You can win. You can be lucky as well. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We take it out on the road, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving these away in a dozen different locations this summer. The Crab Cake Tour moves on, and then the Oyster Tour on our 25th anniversary, all happening this summer. Any casino sports wagering updates, any news that I need to know about? Because you've talked about it inching closer to football season. We have the mandatories. Luke's going to be out in Owings Mills all week as well. And then football shuts down, and then football revs up again. And it happens very, very quickly. And that really is, we're finding out in, I guess, year 2.5 now of sports wagering here, that it's football Sundays that really – the reason it was built, it's the linchpin of all of these things, is getting things ready for football season.
Last week, we sanctioned, authorized, licensed, I guess is the word I should use, licensed another mobile sports book, Fanatics. And the Fanatics folks were licensed originally or initially as a retail operation at FedEx Field, the first sports book within the confines of an NFL stadium was right there in Landover at the
anywhere in the country, right?
Yeah, anywhere in the country was here at FedEx Field. And that was
now under new ownership. I just want to put that out. I'm just throwing that in there. Well, I've had a few Washington football fans getting ready to get back on that bandwagon, you know.
Yeah, somebody said to me this week,
hey, so a former fan said, hey, man, 1 year they're going to start the year 8-2, and it's just going to be like it was in 1985. And I'm like, this is me. This is the salty Raven fan in me. Just like, I'm not mad at those folks, but they did have the first casino inside the,
inside a football stadium. Yes. Was that, that's something they can't take away from them. That's what they had.
I'll but that take was, my cheap shot and say, get some fans in there now is what I would say.
Yeah. And that was back in January, but just last week, they completed their, all the paperwork and they're successfully launched their mobile app for Fanatics. So that now brings us up to 10 mobile sports books and 10 retail sports books. So that gives us, again, 10 and 10. I can do that math. We have 20 sports books in operation today. We've got another, you know, 10 to 12 that are in the pipeline. And that pipeline is slowed. And I for life, we don't know why, except for the fact that, again, the calendar is slow. There's no incentive for someone to run out and open up a sports book, quite frankly, in the middle of June, July, you know, when most of the betting folks are really looking very heavily at the calendar. And you're right, it will pick up again in football season. And so I expect a couple more people to come on online. But we are certainly way off of the initial numbers of licenses. And I don't think we'll ever, you know, there's no reason for us to get to 100 licenses, which is what we had authorized in legislation. But, you know, when we get to the end of this calendar year and we've got this now 2023 full year under our belt, we'll see a more normalization, a leveling off of the wagering, and more importantly, the revenue to the state. And
the initial offerings, just to bring everybody up to speed, we talked about this for a long period of time. Those initial, give us a dollar, we'll give you $200 in value and all of that, that's going to dry up, right? That was a first time out of the gate kind of thing. And part of that was it sort of skirted the tax situation. And it was an initial offer, but after that, full on, because that's how the state makes its money. That's how your agency, it's why it exists, right?
Absolutely. That's why it exists. And I dry up may be too strong a take on it, because I fully expect when the season starts, I expect the big boys to again throw some money at it just to you know, steal a percentage point of market share from the other guys. But it's certainly not going to be as wild and crazy as it was, because in 2024, that number of spend, that money they spent in 2023, will really be the leverage point for what they can spend in 2024. So if they spend all this promotional money in 2023, they won't be able to spend hardly anything in 2024. So they've already started to come way back down, which is good for both them and the industry, and certainly good for the tax revenue. So that's why I think, you know, 2024 will be a much quieter year with the volatility of these offers. But you may still see people every once in a while get into a little bit of a market share war, as certainly things on the calendar heat up, and that most notably is going to be football.
John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery. They're celebrating 50 years of these lottery tickets and winners. I'll be giving these away on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour all summer long. Anything left on the 50th anniversary you want to throw in here? Because I know every weekend, it was Wine in the Woods a couple weeks ago. You guys were out at the Preakness. You're doing all of this stuff. We're going to be at the Maryland Fair. But summertime means festivals. It means getting out and doing things. And I know your team's going to be out spinning wheels, doing what we could do in 21 and 20 and you know, promote the Maryland Lottery out on the street as summer is here and it's time for crabs and crab cakes.
Yeah, just about every weekend. And again, people can go to mdlottery.com and see where we are specifically. But coming up here in the month of June, we have Hunfest this weekend, a fan favorite in the Hamden neighborhood. We'll be out in Westminster on the 17th. And we'll also believe, I would think we'll be at the O's Mariners game June 24th. So we'll be out and about. You can find us just about every weekend through the summer at some event. And of course, the crown jewel is the Maryland State Fair, as I mentioned, where we pay off on our big 50th anniversary cash bash. But other than that, I mean, there are things now, it's all the products really have been launched. I mean, the scratch off tickets are in the marketplace. The promotions have come and gone. We had our big May 24th, 50th anniversary day celebration where over $1 million was won by
again, was play
by
really
players.
Up that day or the numbers bad?
Oh, yeah.
I mean that was like a Super Bowl.
It was a good thing.
Day.
Yeah, it was a good thing for players for the lottery. And yeah, we're very
well, it really
pleased
was
with
a one day all in weird Wednesday. You didn't pick the day. The day picked itself because it was the 50th yep. anniversary. Right. And I know you guys promoted the heck out of it. I'm thinking, you know, that's a day where like, yeah, go out and play. And there's a lot of bonus to play on that day and that day only. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people had a lot of fun with it. And, you know, I don't know that there'll be another one next year. I wouldn't count on that being.
You're not
going
to do a 51st anniversary.
I don't know about that, but yeah, it was fun. It was good, and people had a good time, and we're pleased that it went so well.
John Martin is here. He will be back in a couple of weeks. There's a rumor that he's going to have a whole new motif behind him. Seth Elkin's going to be joining us next week to talk all things Maryland Lottery. Make sure you're setting your dial and your dates for everything we're doing with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Get out and have crab cakes all throughout the community. We're going to be at Spirits West, which is right around the corner from the Maryland Lottery location in Wilkins Avenue. We're also going to be at Shannon's Pub later on in the month with Baltimore County Executive Johnny O. We're moving around. We're going to be at Pappas in Glen Burnie with Anne Arundel County Executive is Stuart Pittman. So we are moving the Crab Cake Tour around. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation as well, 866-90-NATION. Always a pleasure to have John on the program. It's summer. I'm here. You're here. We're here. We're there. But we'll get together again in a couple of weeks. Always good to visit with you, John. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Nestor. Talk to you soon.
John Martin from the Maryland Lottery bidding adieu. Luke Jones is at Oriole Park at Camden Yards all weekend long. We've had great conversations here with Rex Hudler and Jeff Montgomery and others in regard to the Royals series, as well as the Ravens making their way out onto the field in Owings Mills for real next week. Some mandatories. Lamar Jackson will be heard from. Everybody in the organization will be heard from. So make sure you're tuning us in for sports as well and setting a place on your dial at AM 1570. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.